And finally, a new millionaire has been made in Donegal after a national lottery player won the top prize of €1 million in yesterday's Daily Million draw. The quick pick ticket was purchased on the day of the draw ahead of the 2 o'clock deadline. The
whereabouts?
It's going to be announced tomorrow.
We don't know where it is?
No, in the county it'll be announced tomorrow. So the winning numbers for that are 1, 3, 7, 8, 12, 33, and the bonus number was 23.
Yes!
That's the headlines. Back at 12.
I'm not. Okay, no, sorry, I got the numbers wrong. It isn't me, so I am going to be here all day for the rest of my life for until such time as I get the sack, which would be great. Would I get compensation? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to be talking about another thing that's coming up towards the end of this week. We're going to be talking about another thing that's coming up as part of our 35th birthday celebrations with Sean Quinn. Sean, is he supposed to be in studio with me right now? But where is he? Okay, I just find that disrespectful. And if something's lined up, I expect... Yeah, he might have been here three times. Caroline, stop arguing with me. We're going to have to get the speaker in here because it's very important, I think, that listeners understand the tongue pie earache I get off Caroline. So Sean will be down. I'll tell you what he's actually doing, all jokes aside. We are getting a great deal of generosity from you. And I make no apologies for mentioning this one more time today. It's our big 35th birthday charity day on Friday the 14th of March. We've got a fantastic day of programming for you. And we are going to give away €1,000 every hour from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Tickets are just €10. Get on our website right now, highlandradio.com. Buy your ticket. It's safe and it's secure and it's easy. So €10 wins you 9 chances to win a grand on Friday. You can buy multiple tickets if you'd like because the money's going towards charity as well. We have 3 fantastic charities, namely the Blue Stack Foundation. We have Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, Huey's Corner. I'll recap just briefly what they do. Huey's Corner was established following a local family's tragic loss. They realised through this loss that there wasn't dedicated counselling support services for young people in the case of a bereavement or other very bad things can happen in young people's lives. It shouldn't happen, but unfortunately it does. Huey's Corner is now there to support people. We spoke last week to a lovely young girl who, through her own misfortune, contracted Lyme disease, was in hospital for a long period of time, took over 40 blood tests to be diagnosed. Thankfully, she's turned things around, but she had the emotional support from Huey's Corner to get her back on her feet, and now she's on a very firm pathway to success in her life. This Blue Stack Foundation needs little introduction. You know the fantastic work that they do in helping young people and young adults to maximise their potential. Donegal Cancer Flights and Services is one of those organisations that there ticks along in the background doing amazing work. You might not, and hopefully you'll never have to avail of their services, because it's when someone gets a diagnosis of cancer, they receive their treatment plan. They have to go up and down from Galway. They have to get to Dublin, but they can get a flight into Dublin, and the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services supports that. There's lots of people get these diagnoses. Maybe they're widowed. They have no one around them. The family's in Australia, America. How are they going to face those journeys by themselves? Well, they don't have to because Donegal Cancer Flights and Services are there to support them. And this week, we are all here to support them. Buy a ticket for our cash draw. You are getting 9 chances to win a grand on Friday. We want the phone lines to be red hot, folks. Please join us in helping us raise a ton of money for these fantastic organisations. So that's that. Don't let me distract you from that. In fact, I will allow you now to take to phone or to go on the website now whilst you're listening to us. But there's other stuff happening. And Sean Quinn joins me in studio to discuss this now. Sean, good morning to you. How are you getting on? No microphone. How are you getting on?
I'm good, yeah. It's gone a bit mad here this morning, if I'm honest. People are really getting behind this, which is great.
Well, it's a no-brainer because if you have a tenner, you can buy a ticket. You can give us a ring here as well. You've got 9 chances to win a grand, but, you know, we hope to raise a ton of money as well. As I said earlier on, thanks to the generosity of our business community, we were going into this with 2+ grand, right?
Yeah.
And now people are getting on board with this. By the way, I'll just emphasise, get your ticket now, then it's sorted and you're in the 9 draws. we'll sell tickets after the first draw, the second draw, the third draw, and hopefully people are generous. But the truth is, everyone wants to be in all nine draws, so now's the time to get the ticket, because I anticipate we will have a rush on the morning as well, and we just want to make sure everyone gets a ticket. But, I mean, we don't know how much we'll be able to give to these three great charities. That's exciting and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, that's...
But it comes down to the public.
That's a good way of putting it. And you know what? You're kind of doing us a favour by doing it now, because I think it will be mad on Friday morning. And I hope that during the day that people continue to support us, whether it's the first draw, the fifth draw, the ninth draw. Because as you well put, Greg, the three charities are very good charities. And we want to raise as much as we can. We haven't put a cap or a ceiling or even a hope. Just what we want to do is to ask as many people to donate what they can to support what is going to be an absolutely brilliant day on Friday.
All right. So also what we are doing is an auction. And we've got a fantastic host of prizes. We'll be asking you to bid on these prizes, and we're going to make that available for you right now. We'll also be giving it a push on Friday as part of our rejigged and exciting programming for Friday. But I'll just give you an idea of some of the prizes, some of the lots, sorry, that you can bid on. And some of these could go for a song, by the way. And it's thanks to those that have generously donated them. They'd have to take the hit. We don't want that to happen. We want lots of money. Seven nights in a luxury four-bed villa in Spain. A voucher for two at Never Maguire's restaurant. Now, if you've ever tried to get a booking to McNean's Bistro, you will know it ain't easy, because it's so oversubscribed. It's incredibly popular. We've a great relationship with Nevin here on this show and through the station. We've got dinner for two there, or voucher for two. Silver party for up to 15 children at the Century Complex. That's a fantastic one. There's always something coming up, isn't there? And do you know what? What a great present that might actually be for a birthday that's coming up for a sister or brother, to give them that whole experience. Because I'll tell you, it's cheaper than doing it in the house and you don't have to clean up. A two-night bed and breakfast stay at the Canal Court Hotel. Never heard of it.
It's in Newry.
It's in Newry. What's Newry it like? Town. Lovely, it's I presume.
I've actually stayed in it a few times.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, they do one of the nicest breakfasts. Mm. And it's in the city. It's actually in the town. So you're for shopping-wise, and you're 40 minutes from Dublin. So
fantastic.
It's a great price.
Okay. Spa day for four people with afternoon tea at the Shandon Spa. I have heard about this because me and Aisling have done this. And Carolyn and the team there look after you from the minute you walk into the door till the minute you walk out. Even though it's local, you feel like you've been whisked off to the heaven, effectively, and you're treated. And do you know what's cool? The bathtub. What do you call it? Hot tub?
It's the private Bayview.
I was up
tub
there
experience.
In it. I think it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you know what I had in my right hand? Beer.
Yeah.
I sat up
looking outside
looking out at the beach.
At
the what do you call that? The
Marble Hill
or something?
Marble Hill, is it?
And I had a cheeky 1 o'clock in the afternoon bottle of Budweiser. It was lovely. So that's that. David James concert with an overnight stay in the Sligo Park Hotel. And hopefully, I think soon he'll be announcing that he has a new band. I can't wait for that. Stay tuned. Oh, no, he has. That's flying.
Okay. Yeah, that's hence why he's in the Sligo Park.
Oh, what are you joking, David? Yes, of course. That's a fantastic night. I actually saw some social media footage, not posted by David, actually, interestingly, but posted by people that were his gig. I think it must have been Donegal Town or Bundoran or somewhere anyway.
Yeah.
And there's a real buzz. So you get the full experience, an overnight stay in the Sligo Park Hotel, plus David James in concert, a fantastic prize. And also a two-night stay at Harvey's Point. Again, we talked about the luxury and the treatment at the likes of Shandon Spa. We are blessed with facilities in this county. Yep. Harvey's Point is there as well.
An award-winning hotel in Donegal. And it's thanks to the team there, because they came on board last year and they've come back again this year. So it's a midweek stay for two people, and it really is a beautiful spot. Like, looking at these here, Greg, like, that's worth 500 euros.
The Lakeside restaurant as well. I'm going to take a very quick break, right? And then what we're going to do, we're going to come back and we'll put some notional prices on some of these
Brilliant.
Prizes,
Good
right?
Idea.
And if you are inclined, is it live on the website yet?
It's no, they actually not on the website, on our Facebook page, all the information on the auction.
So how you bid is there?
It's the information is on it, but it's the easiest way of bidding is actually is to ring in here.
Ring in here.
Or you can send an email to auction@highlandradio.com.
Okay. So we'll go through all of that and how you do it. And I'll tell you, it would be lovely if we could get some bids on some of these prizes. As I say, we'll put an estimated price on them. It's up to you then to bid. Because of the generosity of those that have donated these, everything that you bid, the winning bid, goes to our three charities. Yep. So Sean's going to stay with me. I'm going to take a very quick break, and we'll run through them again, talk them up, and tell you exactly how you can bid. And I'd love to get some bids in, winning bids in today. Like, we'll talk about it properly on Friday, right?
Yeah, but
wouldn't it be great to get some of this stuff wrapped up on a Tuesday? Although, we're not closing any bids, by the way. Unless you come in with $5,000.
You can bid many days.
Right. We're in the company of Sean Quinn, our head of sales here. And, you know, we're dedicating a bit of our time to promote our three charities that are going to benefit from our 35th birthday celebrations. We've got a great open day for you on Friday. We'd love to see you up. And we're mixing up the programming a little bit. Me and Lee and Sean actually are going to be in studio from 9. And we've got the Letterkenny Ukulele Orchestra in that hour and so much more besides. We also have live performances going on throughout the course of the morning. And I have the likes of Zoe McCauley, Killian McCann, Arne, John Doherty. It's not just this show, by the way. Charles James and The Rise are going to be in studio with us. It's hard to track James down at times because he'd be driving tankers all over the place. So it's going to be good to have him in. I've got Hannah B. Danny O'Donnell is going to be joining us, which is all very exciting. And that's just my show, our show. John Breslin, he kicks off without Willow in studio. They are brilliant. Shauna Scanlon's in. Two great acts just to kick things off on the up and up. Matthew Crampsey's in, Amy Meehan's in as well, and so much more besides. John, that's John Breslin's show. David James, he's got John McNichol in studio, hugely popular. You might have actually seen him down in Harvey's Point. We're talking about one of those being our prizes. And Ivan Borland, he obviously, his audience is a little bit younger than mine, not exclusively though. He's got the Afades in studio, which is great actually to hear a bit of live music with Ivan. And Juggernaut are there as well. And throughout the day, as we've been pointing out to you, we're going to be giving €1,000 away every hour. But now our focus is on the auction. And bidding is open live right now. You can ring in and bid on any of these as we talk through them. And we're supposed to be doing this Friday, right? But I just want to run through them now to give people some advance notice. Now, we will say, we have a bid in already for the three-night stay at the Wild Atlantic Camp for up to 6 people to enjoy 3 nights in the new luxury chalet. You'll be spoilt for choice and things to do around Chrysler, Dunfanaghy. I mean, it's actually a great place. You can go anywhere. Mount Errigal.
Yeah.
You can go out to Fannad Lighthouse.
Your
over
beaches.
To Downings. Well, take your pick. Go to Murderhull, for crying out loud.
Yeah, your beach is on your doorstep within 10 minutes drive either way, whichever way you go, Greg.
Okay, so we've already got a 600 bid in on that. We'd love to see... I see now how this works. Right, okay, so Spanish Villa. We estimate this to be about €1,000, isn't it? It's a one-week stay in a luxury four-bed villa, available September, December. It's in the resort of Quesada, close to Torrevieja and Alicante Airport, okay? We estimate that would cost you about £1,000 on the open market.
If you were buying it, and I've seen it, I know it, it's absolutely
beautiful. Have you been to every one of these
beautiful
things?
Beautiful, most of the things, yeah.
Really?
No, I'm joking, no.
So you've...
I'd expect you
to know about the Wild Atlantic.
This is the second year they've been on board. So last year they sent videos, and I do know that the person that bid €1,200 last year and was successful, they loved it that much. They've actually booked it privately this year to go back again.
Oh, wow.
So it's a beautiful spot. It is 15 to 20 minutes away from Alicante Airport. There's loads of flights from if you go from Belfast, or you go from Dublin, or even Knock, you can have the option for going there.
Big thanks to the Kilmac Group. If you want to bid on that right now, you can. September, December, those are the 2 months, is it? It's all between September and December?
September to December. So
September, August, yeah. September, October, November, December. Yeah, right, ones. Okay, so put a bid on that, 07491 25,000. Now, as I say, McNean Bistro, we've got dinner for two at Never Maguire's, plus a signed book, a hamper and a piece of cutlery. Now, as part of this prize, you'll dine at the award-winning Nevin Maguire restaurant, Black Lion. Has he changed? It's not called McNean anymore, is it?
I don't think so.
Has it changed? Okay, brilliant.
I don't think so.
You'll get a signed book, a hamper, and Nevin Maguire cutlery, which you'll see in Dunn's and other places. It's fantastic stuff. We're estimating that about a grand as well.
That was really
pretty
popular.
Conservative because, you know, it's hard to even get a booking here.
Yeah, that was thanks to Nevin. Now, he's back on again this year, but that was really popular last year, Greg. And I'll just give people a heads up. That went for €1,500 last year and worth every single penny.
But don't be afraid to put a cheeky 800 bid in.
Yep.
You know, you never know. Yep. Okay. So, and Sean's quite right to point out what the winning bids were, but don't be afraid to be cheeky. You never know because someone might prefer the Spanish Villa and bid in that direction. Yep. So, you know, we want all bids 07491 25,000. Now, this is something we favour is. Doing a birthday party, if it's a bigger birthday, is to do it in a venue, be it the likes of the Century Complex or wherever it might be, because you go in, set amount of time, the stuff is done for you or whatever, and it can be kids of different ages because Century Complex has so much going on there. So what is this prize then?
So what they've given us is you can have the party in Century Play for up to 15 people. So you go in and you get, I think it's about an hour and 15 minutes, you can play around and jump up and down. The parents can do that as well, and the kids.
Been there.
Then they go upstairs and they get a bite to eat, and they get a goodie bag, and obviously there'd be a cake there as well. So alternatively, if you want to go and watch a movie, then for 15 kids, you can go in and watch a movie of their choice, which has been shown at that time. There is a platter of food, I think it's probably popcorn and a drink that's happened, and they get a goodie bag on the way out. So it's great.
We can't both bluff this. One of us is going to have to know specifically what the lots are. I mean, I can bluff it, but you can't as well. Do you get me, Sean?
I don't bluff, Greg.
So what's on the tray?
What's on the tray? It's 100% it's popcorn.
Hot nuts and all that kind of stuff. All right, brilliant stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a cracking prize for you to treat someone in your house. But as I said a little earlier on, bid on that for someone, maybe your sister or brother as a birthday or something coming up. That's valued at £250 because it's such good value.
If
right?
you're gone, you'll be paying that.
Yeah,
so
but still, that's a, you know, if you hired in a bouncy castle for a birthday party, I'm not trying to put those guys out of business, don't get me wrong, but it depends on your house and what space you have and all. So that's worth, we estimate, £250, and it's actually great value with that. So you can bid on that right now, 07491 25,000. We talked about the Canal Court Hotel. The Radisson Blue Hotel in Letterkenny has helped us with this one. It's a two-night stay with breakfast. You talked about the central location of this in Newry, the proximity to Dublin, Sean. This is a cracking prize, and we are estimating the value at €500 there. That feels conservative.
Absolutely. Okay. It's good value. If you get it for €500, you'll have a great time down there. As I said, the location is everything. You're so central for where, if you want to go to Dublin or you just want to stay in Newry. It's a lovely spot.
For sure. Now, if four of you want to go for afternoon tea with the Shandon Spa, you get a spa day for four people, a 1.5-hour thermal spa experience, 30 minutes private bay view tub experience, as I mentioned, a glass of bubbly, an afternoon tea for four. I'm thinking that could be a nice little girls' break. But guys, you know, really, if you can go on these experiences, you really should, because we deserve it too. We need to love ourselves more as men, I think.
I think that's a good shout out there, Greg. Yeah, can the men come up with a better bid than the ladies?
I don't know. I like that one.
That's a good call.
Again, we're estimating this at €800, but bids are open right now. What's it worth to you? 07491 25,000. You'll be really well looked after there as well. Okay, and our next lot, David James concert with overnight stay in the Sligo Park Hotel. There's a lot going on with that one. Obviously, you get to see David in his band in concert, but you get... You know, you're staying in Sligo, you can go for a couple of drinks beforehand, somewhere else, or whatever you want to do.
No driving.
Exactly.
Lovely breakfast in the morning. I have stayed in that hotel, Greg.
I'm sure you have.
It's a lovely hotel just outside Sligo.
Mm. And that gig's on May 25th.
Yeah, there'll be a big crowd there. David's pulling big crowds wherever he goes at the moment, so you'll enjoy a good crack, and you can have the comfort of just have a late night, go to bed late and get up early and have a lovely breakfast.
And we've put a guide price of $250 on that. I mean, it could be worth much more or whatever, but we had to put a guide on, and that's what it is. How can you put a price on an experience of seeing David James live? I don't know. Now, two-night stay at Harvey's Point. You talked about this also as well. Another luxurious experience that not everyone can do, but everyone hopefully can bid. We're estimating this about €500. Again, this is just a guide to get things going. You don't have to bid five. We'd love if you do did, but we don't have to.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, you know, businesses can bid on this stuff as well. Right, so what's, thanks to our friends at Harvey's Point, we've a great
Absolutely.
Relationship with them, of course. What does this entail, Sean?
So it's very simple. Is if you like what you hear, if there's something that you want to start bidding on, now is the time to do it. So you can either ring us on 07491 25000, or you can send an email to auction@highlandradio.com. So it's now live. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Like some of them last year, Greg, we had three or four bids in total, and that was it.
It's one.
You might be.
We
lucky.
Are in a price point whereby you need a few bob.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
But also because you might get this cheaper, it's bringing some experiences into the price range of some. We know this is not for everybody, right? But you know, you certainly could get a very good deal here as well. So 07491 25000 bid. We don't expect you to remember everything because it would be impossible. But as Sean mentioned, on our Facebook page there, you'll see a list and further instructions. You can send a bid to auction at highlandradio.com. Auctions or auction?
Auction.
Auction at highlandradio.com. Right, okay. You looking forward to Friday, as I am? It's kind of been going on for ages, and then it's kind of crept up because I, and this is a big frustration for those around me. I really don't like to plan too far ahead. I'm the worst person to be involved in something like this because I never like to presume I'll be around for it, right? But it looks like I'm going to make Friday. Oh, my God.
You might, but I won't.
You don't want to spend a day in my head, I'll tell you that, Sean.
Right,
okay, so as we've been saying, we're giving €1,000 away every hour from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. €10 a ticket. You know the charities he's supporting now. Other presenters can mention them, but you know how important this all is. 7 to 9, Lee Gooch is on air with the Naughty Alarm Clock building up to the fantastic day ahead. I'm on then from 9 till 12. Lee's going to stick with me, I think, for the first hour. Sean, you might as well. We'll see what the crack is. But then we've got live music and chat and conversation from 10 to 12. No serious business this Friday. It's all going to be fun, crack, conversation. And it's throughout the course of the day as well. Obviously, I'm focused in on 9 till 12, right? But John Breslin's got a cracking show coming up as well with some fantastic live music. David James, I'm trying to figure out who is the most draws. I think it's John, isn't it? John or
no, it's actually going to work out evenly.
So I've got one.
No, you're going to have two. We're going to have you just
Brilliant.
Before 12.
So 10 to 11, 10 to 12-ish.
Well, Daniel's going to be here roughly about half 11.
Okay,
so
cool.
I think we're going to do one with him as well.
Right. John Breslin then has another $2,000 to give away. David James has $2,000 to give away. And Ivan has $2,000 to give away as well. So if you get your ticket now, you're in all nine draws. No worry. You can just sit back and enjoy. By the way, I didn't realise Declan Bradley is in with Ivan Borland and My Generation. I didn't see from 7 till 7:30. That's great. And Marty Friel's got $1,000.
Yep. So that's we're spreading it right across the day.
It's a Marty party with €1,000.
I think the other thing to mention, Greg, is that it's an open day. So if you're in the town, come and see us. We'll have teas and biscuits and a few cakes probably lying around. And that's just for me and you.
Yes,
everybody
I was
else
say,
can,
what's going to be here for everyone
can
else?
Bring their own. But no, we're encouraging people to come up and say hello. They can
Do donate. I need to organise a lift?
Do you what?
Need to organise a lift.
No, you'll be okay.
The balls.
You'll be here. You'll be here. Well, if you're here till 8 o'clock, then, yeah, maybe.
Okay, what
Might
time?
Be an incentive in it to keep
I'm only joking.
A glass of something?
Right, okay, so that's great. And call up, say hello, any stage throughout the day. We'd love to see. And we don't just say that, by the way. We'd love to meet people, have a chat, get pictures. And I've mentioned the sort of daytime crew here, but we've got fantastic presenters across the weekend and every night. Your Tommies, your Rosemaries, and all the rest of them will be milling around the place, hopefully, an incredibly important part of the Highland family. And we couldn't do anything without as many of them that are available being involved in the day. So we really look forward to that. As well, it's a good time to see your nighttime presenters in daylight to see if they burst into flames or anything.
It is, and do you know what? We're celebrating, yes, we're raising thousands of pounds for charity, but we're 35 years on air, Greg, and that's a milestone for everybody. And there's people that have been here for almost those 35 years.
I'm sorry.
So
I really think they need to look at themselves there, says the man who's here 20 years.
I'm a blow-in still.
Caroline, how long have you been here? Caroline, how long? No, but how long? I know it's too long with me, but how long? 35. So you're here 35. I don't know how she stays so fresh, actually, and motivated. It's fantastic. It's brilliant. I mean that, honestly.
Oh, she's completely in control of you, Greg. That's why.
But you see, what happens is I might be ready for the chop soon. She works with a presenter, gets bored with them, you know, gets shot of them, and then brings someone else in. I could be coming to the water. You know, my glory days could be over shortly.
You said about Friday? 50-50.
Exactly. Okay, right. So please join us on Friday. And it's great that we're based. I love being out and about, but it's lovely to be in the studio as well because it gives us a lot of latitude to do lots of different stuff. So if you can bid on the auction, we'd love you to do that. Please continue to buy your tickets and just do it all in the knowledge that it is about raising money for three fantastic charities. We did really well last year and it'd be great if we could crack on from that. Yeah. All right, Sean, unless there's anything to add, go to the Facebook page, by the way, for a list of the lots and how to bid and what have you. We've got values there. Get the ball rolling. You never know.
Just one last thing, Greg. If businesses do want to donate, they can send an email to me at auctions@highlandradio.com. So if they have something that they think could help us.
Oh, right. Okay. So if they have an item or a product or a service. Yeah,
we'll encourage it because what we might do is we might close some off if we reach a certain
figure.
Yeah,
it'd be great to actually put another one
in. And if we can
add
more stuff in. Okay, so I would encourage, if you're hearing us now, if there is something you think can add value on Friday, we'd be delighted to hear from you. And obviously, we'll give you a shout out for doing what you're doing and supporting us.
Should we name some hotels for the crack to put pressure on them?
No, we'll leave it with them.
Oh, I'm so tempted. Okay. Right.
Maybe by Thursday we might try it.
We'll see. I can't. I've no filter. Now, we are going to be returning to Junk Couture because we had more Donegal participants in this fantastic competition. And we've got a group of individuals who took part in Junk Couture regional finals on Wednesday night in the Helix Dublin and got through to the Dublin City Finals in May. And we have Niamh Hegarty, who's an art teacher at Mobile Community College. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for calling up.
Morning, Greg. How are you getting on? Thank you for having us. Yeah, all good. Yeah, thank you.
We have Clara Doherty, one of the designers. Hi, Clara.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. Also with us is Maya McDermott, who's a model and also one of the designers. Hi, Maya.
Hiya.
Thanks so much for joining us. And last but not least, Alicia Atherton, who's an ambulatory wheelchair user and one of the designers.
Hi.
What's an ambulatory wheelchair user?
Well, it's kind of a wheelchair user that doesn't have to use a wheelchair all the time.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm able to walk and sometimes I'm not.
And that just depends on how your body's talking to you and you make that call in that relation. Okay. Right. So whose idea was this to get involved in Junk Couture?
All three of you.
So you were just sitting chatting and you thought, right, let's do it. I'll stay with you then, Maya. So remind us of the conversation and then why you decided to enter Junk Couture and the approach that you wanted to take.
Well, every year the school runs, like, you can enter Junk Couture. Mm-hmm. They run a Junk Couture class. And so we just happened to sign up for it. And we kind of just wanted to make a dress that would make a statement and maybe go places.
And it would, you didn't have to, did you? But you decided to design a dress around wearing it in a wheelchair or the theme of it?
So a lot of Junk Couture dresses can be a wee bit, they can be kind of big, but we wanted one that would be tight so it could fit in.
And often because of the source material, they would be quite heavy.
Yeah.
And cumbersome. They look beautiful, but, you know, if you wanted to come in and out of a your chair or what have you, some of the designs, so that means in a way, and this is not to take away from any of the other designs, you kind of had an extra level of design that you had to put into this.
Yeah, and you had to think it all out.
All right. Alicia, what kind of, give us some idea of the thought process and how you come up with the design.
Well, it was really, like, the theme. We wanted to go with something like of the sea. We live all beside beaches and we see you know, a lot of plastic sea pollution and stuff, and really wanted to represent that.
So that's a challenge you're laying yourself for. It has to be sort of, you know, of a design that it's comfortable if you're in a wheelchair or accent. Mm. Then you have to source the materials from the sea and what have you. Clara, so what kind of materials then did you start gathering up and thinking, right, we can do something with this?
Well, when we first saw the sea, we were like, what do you see at a beach? You see sea glass and seashells. So we went down to our local beaches, which are like a 2-minute drive, and we collected seashells and sea glass. And then we got crushed mirror because it's like shiny and it gives a glass kind of effect. And since we can't have a big poofy dress to make a statement, we wanted it to be really embellished.
Yeah, of course, because you have to sort of accentuate different things because you don't necessarily have all of the all of the stuff. So Maya, then what do you lay this stuff out? How do you even start? Right, you've got the source. How do you even start sort of saying, right, how can we create something wearable out of this?
Well, I suppose one of our main goals was that it had to be kind of glamorous.
Mm.
And so we just went about designing a top and we drew out the design of the top. And then I suppose we just started sticking it and one thing led to another.
And is there a mermaid theme to this as well?
Yeah. So our global goal was life below water.
Mm.
So we kind of had like a mermaid theme kind of,
and I suppose it actually fits the sort of more shaped design that you had to have. Yeah, all right, okay. And of course, you know, I mean, is it a coincidence that, you know, you would associate a mermaid with having to move around in a different way? Maybe a wheelchair user is, well, for some might see it as having to, I don't know, is that an accident or design or it does work out in any case, right? So Maya, you were the model. Alicia, what was important to you about this project and getting across as part of the design? The tail? Did you have any responsibility for the tail? Who took on the tail?
We used like an old tutu just to make the tail. And
who had an old tutu? Where did you find an old tutu?
I wore to a wedding whenever I was little.
I can imagine sitting around the table and someone says, anyone have an old tutu? Oh yeah, I have one. Yeah. Niamh Hegarty, we've got some idea of how the students came up with this idea. Yeah. You know, I suppose when you see the finished results, it doesn't necessarily tell the whole story of the dedication and commitment and the failed designs and then what worked and all that kind of stuff. You must be incredibly proud of the girls.
Very proud of the girls. Huge challenge to get to this point. We started designing in September. And, of course, the girls having the challenge of designing the costume in the wheelchair was harder than everybody else in the class, I suppose. But they coped so well with it. They thought of everything from obviously having all the detail of the dress on the front of the costume, but obviously because we can't see the back of it, and the materials that they used, obviously, they were very inspired.
Well, you see, they have to look, you don't want to have to over-explain what it is, but it also, you don't want it to just look like someone's got a load of bottles tied to them.
Yeah, exactly. You have to make it very pretty.
It has to be pretty, right? But at the same time, it can't be so pretty that you have to say, well, that's, you know what I mean? It's tough old balance to strike. Yeah. And as well as that, Maya, there's a message along with this too, and I think the theme of this dress was freedom, because that's an important part of this competition as well, isn't it? It ties in, I think you have managed to pull in so many different elements into the one thing, you know, between, you know, our waste, between, you know, our abuse of the sea, effectively, but also the beauty that comes from the sea, and also to, you know, the message of freedom too, of the water.
We believe that, you know, there's freedom in the water. And even outside of any of that, that every girl should have freedom to be a model and be able to model and get up on the stage.
Well, let's get to that.
Yeah.
What was it like? As the only wheelchair user that was a model on the night, does that make it extra special? Do you look around and go, oh, well, are people being seen? You know, I don't know. What was your feeling? What was your emotion?
I was very emotional. It was very surreal, but it was like unbelievable. And I suppose it took maybe it was a lot of confidence to kind of get up on the stage. Yeah. But then whenever I was up, the crowd was just fantastic.
And you can draw so much from that.
Yeah.
Into your in anything's achievable. Yeah. Alicia, were you fighting for this role, or were you happy enough to see Maya?
I think Maya was always going to be the model. Yeah. She's the best.
All right, okay. What do you think, Clara, of the messaging that, you know, as a talk there of all the different elements? Did you stand back when it was all done and go, right, you know what, we've pulled this off?
I mean, we were all at the start, you know, at the start you don't know what's happening, but then it came together so well and we did way better than we all expected.
Yeah.
And I think the message is so important because in the water, everybody's free. Like, they're free to move just as I would be in the water.
100%. That's really important. And as well as that too, we have seen through amazing facilities that we have, even for people with learning issues, disabilities or whatever, the water is magical in terms of inclusion.
Yeah.
It's so inclusive, the water, which I think is really quite remarkable. What was it like for an experience in terms of being at the regional finals, Clara? And I suppose, looking on proudly as Maya went up there and represented, you know, represented all you had worked on.
Well, I heard everybody who sat next to me, even Maya said when she was on the stage, she could just hear my scream. Yeah. She was so loud. I forced everybody to stand up. I was like, right, when she goes on stage, everybody up.
Yeah, okay.
I really was the hype man of the crowd.
Yeah.
I suppose so much energy, nervous energy as well went into it. It was the culmination of everything, wasn't it?
As soon as we got announced, like, we got through, we all just started crying. Just crying in the hall. Exactly.
We're not big criers, but I think it was just like, you're so tired because you wake up so early and you're done.
Yeah. You're just so, like, happy.
Yeah. Maya, what's been the sort of thing that sticks out for you in this whole experience so far? Because the journey's still ongoing, isn't it?
Well, I suppose...
Maya, I've asked you enough questions. I was looking at Alicia.
Yeah.
And I was asking you a question. I'm just fixated by her eyes. No, I got mixed up. Alicia, what have you taken from this experience so far that sort of made you go, wow? I would say Alicia is one of these ones. You can't shut her up.
Yeah, you've got one.
You can't shut her up. And that she's coming in and she's afraid of saying the wrong thing. I'll get a mic on her when we're off. But there's no shame in that game either, Alicia. But the whole experience then.
It was an amazing experience.
And seeing Maya there and the joy and the buzz.
Yeah, I think seeing Maya up on the stage, me and Claire, I'm just so proud. We were nearly in tears.
And I think you're a great team as well.
Yeah.
You're a great team as well.
Yeah, we work together very well.
Which I think is a lovely thing. Is everyone here who's involved or is there more of you?
This is our group, yeah.
Brilliant, okay. So, Niamh, what's next?
So, next we are looking forward to the Dublin City Finals. That's on the 7th of May. We're going to go down to Dublin and fingers crossed, if we get through, we're off to the World Final. Not sure where that's going to be hosted.
Hopefully somewhere warm.
I was going to say, let's hope it's not in beautiful Cork. As lovely as Cork is, right? What are we thinking? San Francisco?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
New York,
Barcelona?
Yeah.
Be nice.
Anywhere,
short flight.
Any excuse to get away, that would be lovely,
Well, I mean, obviously, once you get to that stage, you need a PR person.
Yeah,
And I mean, obviously, I would donate my time if you pay for the flights. But that's all to come. But it's great to still be in the process because you can sort of fall at the full hurdle, but they're still in it, Niamh.
Yeah, they're still in it and they're still part of it, which is really exciting. And the girls are a credit to the school. They have worked so hard on this and, you know, what they say, hard work pays off. They're now getting to see their results, which is really nice. And it's been a lovely experience.
Yeah, and I think very also rewarding. As well, both Alicia and Maya as well, is that yous would be very inspirational to younger people, I think, and particularly young girls. Because I'm sure there are still times, but there have been times where you might be, why me, or what can I do, or this will hold me back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All natural emotions. And then you've got young girls that are looking on going, wow, I can be a model, I can do this.
That was part of my goal, like going on the stage, that, you know, maybe we'd show even one other girl in Ireland you can do that.
And you have done it, why not? And also do it at a standard so high that, you know, you're competing on an equal basis with all the other designs that are there. And I thought yours was particularly good. I'm not going to pretend I'm a designer, but not all of them are as good as others. And I thought yours did brilliant. And the last crop of girls that we had on too, theirs was amazing as well. Right, okay. So this is a bandwagon I'm jumping on now. As soon as, if you don't make it to the Worlds, I'll be out. But at the moment, I'm in. Right? So, any bit of success I want to be a part of. But you've already achieved something absolutely fantastic, and it's there for you forever. But it's on to the regional finals, and who's to say, sorry, you've done the regional finals, on to the national finals, and who's to say where it goes from there?
Exactly.
I really hope you get through, because it'd be lovely for you all to get away. A great reward for what you've done together. Niamh, anything you want to add?
No, just that I'm very proud of the girls, and it's been a great experience so far. The girls are using this platform of John Couture to promote inclusiveness in our school and throughout Ireland. And I just
But do you know what I like about that stuff is doing it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we talk about stuff.
Yeah, and we don't,
Right? But this is us seeing it, if you know what I mean. And that's real to me, do you know?
Yeah.
It's not just hyperbole or talk. Yous are actually really doing it. This is fully inclusive, and everyone's equal. It's not inclusive because you're in a wheelchair and Clara. It's equal because these are all friends and you've done this together.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're a wheelchair user is by the by almost, even though it's the driver for the theme and everything. And that's, to me, what inclusivity really is. And I think you have knocked it out of the park in relation to that. So, Clara, thanks so very much indeed. Well done to you. I appreciate it. Niamh, of course, I thank you, Niamh Hegarty. Clara Doherty, one of the designers. Alicia Atherton, who I keep asking questions of but looking at somebody else or vice versa. So with all that, you've done really well. Thank you very much indeed. That's Alicia. Do you pronounce it Alicia yet or Alicia?
Alicia.
Oh, right. Okay. We've been sitting here for 15 minutes and now you're telling me that it's Alicia. Okay. My niece is Alicia, you see, and she spells it the same. So that's my excuse. And Maya, I'm joking. And Maya... Maya McDermott, model and one of the designers. I'm sure your families are all really proud of you as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Onwards and upwards. Thank you so very much indeed. And we'll stick some, if we haven't already, some images of the girls winning design on our Facebook page. And we'll all keep an eye on how they get on going forward. But for now, thank you to all of you for coming in from Mafil Community School. It's been lovely speaking to you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more after these. Yes, one of my favourite parts of the job is getting to meet amazing people like Maya, Alicia, and Clara, three amazing girls, and hopefully they get through the next round now. They've already achieved so much. Just nipped out for a picture. Lovely, lovely people. And you know what? When we've got teachers like Niamh Hegarty there that are looking after our young ones in schools, we're blessed in that regard as well. The weather. Later this afternoon, showers will develop more widely the further north you are, gradually spreading southwards. Over the region, highest temperatures 6 to 8 degrees, light to moderate north and northwest winds will increase fresh at times. Can you go to this one, Sean? Sean Quinn is back in with us because, you know, we have our finger on the pulse and things move quickly. And when things move quickly, you know, we have to report live. Sean, so we launched the auction-ish.
Yeah.
We didn't launch it, right, but we started talking about it. And what's happened since? Talk to me.
So we've had some great bids in the Spanish Villa. It's 800 euros.
We mentioned in the person's name is the person Freddie. 800 euros.
800 euros. And Century Complex has now gone to, it started at 200 and it's gone now to 300
Do
euros.
Do I know who that person is that bid 300 euro?
If you look on the...
I know, but I think I know who he is. No, do I? It doesn't matter.
I don't know. You can call him out.
Okay, well done. Margaret, you've been bid out. Michal, you are the top bidder now. 300 euro, which still represents fantastic value. Thank you so much. That 300 euro, we hope it goes up, Michal, but that 300 euro is going straight. Just think of it like this. 100 euro to Donegal Cancer Flights, 100 euro to Huey's Corner, 100 euro to Bluestack. That's what your votes. That's what your bids are doing. So we can split that up now, but we want more. Anything else?
Yeah, David James is 250 euros.
Okay.
So fair play.
Brilliant. That's right on what we estimated the value. So hopefully you get that, but we'd love to see you outbid in a loving way. Harvey's.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It started at 2, it went to 3.
It's Sharon, now... you've been outbid. So if you want that, you're going to have to come back in. It's up to 600 squidlies.
600 euros. Fair play. That's a brilliant bid.
Fantastic.
So in the space of 20 minutes, we've nearly made 2 grand there, Greg.
Yes.
This is only the start.
Okay, so Atlantic Camp. We've got 3-night stay in the Wild Atlantic Camp. You can bid on that right now. Give us a call, 07491 25000. The Spanish Villa, current winning bid, €800. But you can outbid Freddie there. I feel bad because Freddie's probably such a lovely person. We're still awaiting our first bid on the dinner at Nevin Maguire's. I remember last year there was one or two of them that took a little while because you had to figure it out, if that makes sense. Yeah. So some of these are going to be figure it out and then bid. We're going to keep it open until Friday, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right through the day on Friday.
Okay, so the brilliant silver party at Century Play, Michal has a bid of 300 on that. That could well win it, you know. We're still waiting for our first bid in the Canal Court Hotel. It's a beautiful hotel in the heart of Newry. You can explore Newry, or you can go to Dublin if you wish. The Shandon Spa, half tempted to win this one myself if I had the money. Four people get a 1.5-hour thermal spa experience, 30 minutes in the private pool, afternoon tea for four. We're waiting for our first bid on that. David James, 250. Freddie, well done. You're the winner at this point. And Harvey's point, £600. Michelle, well done to you. So all very exciting. All bids are still open. It's great to see a bit of activity. As you said, £2,000. Already raised for our charities.
Yeah. And I just want to add to this, Greg. Sharon's Hair and Beauty has called in.
Oh, Sharon.
And what they have given me is a lovely donation. So what they're doing is up to €2,000 is a human hair wick.
Wow.
So what they're basically, what Sharon's explained to me is somebody that's going through the cancer process.
Ooh, or alopecia, perhaps, even.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't have the money, okay?
Mm.
Then what they're basically saying is, somebody can come and bid for this. So somebody you know who may need this or is going through that process, you can now come and bid on this.
All right, okay. We'll get more details of that.
I think that's a lovely thing.
That's just been fluid, hasn't it?
But this came in the last 10 minutes that she rang in. So that's a lovely thing to give. So thank you very much to Sharon. And I just know that somebody's going to benefit from that at some stage in the coming weeks, months.
All right, fantastic stuff. So there's all different stuff there for all different reasons. And it's a great wee buzz. Get onto our social media, by the way, and you will see the link. The link is there. You'll see how you can bid. It's really simple. Give us a call, right? Just call 07491 25000. If you need any information or clarification, that's what we're here for. We're more than happy to accommodate that. If you want to email a bid auction
at highlandradio.com.
Yep. But already, we just talked about it half an hour ago, and bish, bash, bosh.
The power
are coming in.
The power of radio, Greg. We'll keep her going. Thanks a million.
It's a bit more than just radio, though.
Do you think so? Is it my voice or your voice?
Not sure it's your voice.
I'm gone. Bye bye.
Okay, right, looking forward to Friday. We're going to have so much fun. And really, please come up and see us, will you? We'll have tea, coffee, cake, buns. I would love sandwiches. I'm not sure if there's sandwiches, but what is normally here, which are delicious, is no sandwiches. All right. Scones? No scones. So can people bring scones? So there's tea? Tray bakes. Well, that is scones. Scones are tray bakes, aren't they? Okay. Jambons? Sausage rolls. No, I'm just thinking of what I'd like to eat now. All right, anyway, that's Friday. That is where we have to leave it today. Thank you so much for sticking around. Thanks so much, really genuinely, for your generosity in terms of buying tickets and also your bids. It's lovely thing to be even a tiny wee part of, you know, supporting our three charities. But we're going to go now. We're back with our programme as normal tomorrow from 9. So have a fantastic Tuesday. And stay safe and stay tuned, because Mr. John Breslin's up around the Northwest after the news at 12.